1-800-259-9263. SACL's CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find there for free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So you can, of course, bring up anything you want to support the program. We do it live 7 nights per week. And when you're over at the website, you can actually control the content there as well. You can find different things online that you enjoy, and you can share them with our listeners. And then others vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what you've shared. You get to vote on things, too. The most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. Our number again, 855-450-FREE. We touched briefly in the last hour on Ron Paul as a possible topic of conversation because, you know what, people just aren't talking about Ron Paul often enough. He's still in the race. It's not a done deal quite yet. And, in fact, some people believe that he could possibly win, even though it sure looks like Mitt Romney is well on the way to...
He certainly claimed for himself the Republican nomination.
Right. I mean, he's got a bunch of the delegates, at least presumably. And I think that the media... I remember that we talked a little while back, a few months ago, about how the media kind of grants delegates to people, even though they may not actually have them.
Yeah.
That they're not very good, because the whole delegate process is confusing as hell. Like, I don't understand it.
It's different in every state. There's no way anybody can understand it.
Right, and so how can the average MSNBC or Fox News, you know, anchor person have any idea
what they're talking about? It basically has to be your full-time job to, in order to know what the delegate strategy is in any given state.
Well, thankfully, Ron Paul has people that know this stuff.
Sure.
Like, he's got the guys that have done the research.
They never stopped campaigning from 2008.
Yeah. So here's the news from International Business Times at ibtimes.com. Ron Paul is the final Mitt Romney alternative in the GOP presidential race now that Newt Gingrich is bowing out, a fact that has wide-ranging implications for the party's chances of winning the White House in 2012. Though Ron Paul's 2012 campaign has been consistently underestimated, much as his 2008 campaign was, he has managed to continue to bring in millions of dollars in donations and to pack his rallies with thousands of vociferous supporters.
And I think this is very interesting. When you'll see rallies for Mitt Romney, it'll be a few dozen people. When you see rallies for Ron Paul, it's a few thousand people.
Maybe it's a little more than a few dozen for Romney, maybe a couple hundred, but if you look at it's interesting looking at the pictures, because sometimes if you look online, you'll find comparison photos where they'll have a Romney photo, and then they'll have a Ron Paul photo, and Ron Paul's talking to a stadium full of people, and Mitt Romney's in a stadium, but there's only like a few bleachers that are full,
right,
that have been moved in to sit right in front of his stage. And the interesting thing is, if you look at the audience in Romney's picture, at least the one that I've seen, it's a bunch of guys in suits. So it looks like, you know, the corporate executive limos had delivered them there, and those,
right,
are the only kind of people that will come out to this.
It's his campaign staff, you know, wearing their suits.
Well, I'm sure that he has his corporate supporters out there as well.
But why would they come to a rally?
Good point.
I mean, why in the world is the, you know, the head of Goldman Sachs going to come out for a Romney rally?
Yeah.
Yay! I mean, if he cares enough, he's going to send 100 people.
A check.
Go hire some homeless people. Send them over there if he actually cared enough.
And, you know, Romney and those other politicians aren't below hiring people to show up at rallies. They're not below that. They'll do that stuff.
They did it for the Ames, Iowa straw poll.
So, as this article here, Connor Adam Sheets is the writer. He points out that Ron Paul is packing rallies with thousands of supporters, despite not having jack for media time. I mean, as soon as they stopped doing these debates, pretty much they've been ignoring Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
As such, it's no surprise, he writes, that he's the last man left in the race against Mitt Romney. From day one, Ron Paul, a Texas congressman and medical doctor, has been couched by the mainstream media.
He's a 12-time congressman. He's the most elected person who was running. It's very interesting how they call him unelectable when he's the most elected person that was running.
He's been couched by the mainstream media as an underdog, a sideshow candidate, incapable of beating his establishment opponents and unworthy of much attention. But he's proven...
And I really do wonder, I mean, you know, how could he possibly get through the Republican apparatus? Even when he started running, I said that, look, I think he's going to beat Obama in a general election, but I don't think he can get through the primary in order to do it. And maybe his delegate strategy will work, and maybe it won't.
That's about all they've got left. He's proven over and over again that he's a strong force, and recent news reports indicate that he's not going away anytime soon, unlike the other candidates who were once seen as frontrunners. Paul has always flown under the radar, slowly and methodically gathering delegates along the way.
Now, he is gathering delegates, there's no doubt about it, but it seems, you know, either one or two things is going to happen here. Either the Republicans are going to rally behind Mitt Romney, they're going to say, oh, well, you know, at least it's not Obama, and get behind Romney, which, you know, I don't even know that that's a true statement.
Yeah,
as far as I
difference?
Can tell, the only difference between Romney and Obama is skin color and haircut.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they seem like they're exactly the same to me, but, you know, whatever, that's my opinion, not theirs. Or they're going to say, look, we only have one other candidate for whom to vote. And, I mean, it was funny, in Pennsylvania, 6% voted for Santorum. He wasn't even in the race. So, who knows what people are going to do. There's still quite a bit of election left, and Ron Paul could get quite a few delegates in the process if people decide that he's the alternative to Mitt Romney, as Gingrich and Santorum and so many other candidates along the way thought that they were. So, I mean, it's possible that he could get more delegates, but... You know, their delegate strategy seems to be, get to Tampa and then surprise everybody with how many delegates they have.
He may not be winning the votes of entire states like Mitt Romney, who picked up five more states on Tuesday, but he is winning over individual delegates to the nominating convention, already having secured half of the delegates in both Iowa and Minnesota.
That's right.
And working on a number of other states.
And many of the other states along the way. I mean, this isn't just Iowa and Minnesota. There's a lot of states where... You know, what people don't understand is that essentially the elections were beauty contests,
mm-hmm.
and that the delegates are chosen later at different times.
And they don't have anything to do with who won the election, right?
And you know, you can see by the people that turn out at Ron Paul's speeches that the people that are there for Ron Paul are truly committed.
For sure.
The people that are there that were supporting, Pawlenty, and then Kaine, and then Romney, and then Bachman, and, you know, just on down the line.
Where'd
these people
go?
Are committed.
Right.
These are the high school floozies of the Republican Party. They just sleep around with anybody. Ron Paul, they're going steady. And they're willing to get involved in the delegate process. The average person who's listening to me that votes Republican doesn't have the foggiest inclination as to what the delegate process is.
Nope.
If they even know who their congressman is, their congress critters are up in Washington, D.C., they don't have the foggiest inclination what the delegate process is. Whereas the Ron Paul people, they know. They know. They're committed. They understand the delegate process. They're involved. And they're going to be where the vote matters. Going up and voting in a primary? Come on. You think that matters?
As such, Ron Paul 2012 campaign is hoping for something like Warren G. Harding's surprise win in 1920, when Harding eventually won, despite heading into the convention with the fewest delegates of any remaining candidate, and Harding went on to sweep into the White House.
Now, I'd like to point out that the Harding strategy is, I think that it's very interesting, and I'm excited by it, but I'd like to point out that this was before the primary processes, the modern primary processes that exist today.
And so it appears
it's different. If something happens with Ron Paul, we can look to history, but it'll be unprecedented.
It appears the path to the convention has been cleared of obstacles for Ron Paul. Fox News said this week that his presence at the 2012 Republican National Convention in Tampa looks inevitable at this point. So it's within
They tried to crush him out of the last one. They tried to make it so the Ron Paul people never Ron Paul never had a chance to speak. They had actually another convention across town.
Oh, I remember that.
And,
yeah.
The Republican Party was just disgusting to the Ron Paul people all around.
Well, they still are, but it's going to be a lot harder to ignore Ron Paul this time around. He's bigger than he's ever been.
Well, and a lot of people are beginning to see that these wars that have been fought for the military-industrial complex and oil companies really have done nothing but drive up the price of oil and gasoline.
And kill people.
They have done nothing for the American people. There's no value to the American public for these wars, and they're beginning to see that. They know that Ron Paul is the only one that actually will cut spending. I mean, you could take a look at Romney and what his tenure in Massachusetts was, and you're lying to yourself if you think he's going to cut spending.
So IBTimes.com says it's within the realm of possibility that Ron Paul could upset Mitt Romney and pull out the rug from under him, and the Republican establishment winning the GOP nomination despite the odds being stacked against the Paul campaign from the race's outset. So we will, of course, keep you informed as that continues to develop here. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You are certainly welcome to comment on Ron Paul. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Touch on things we've already talked about tonight. Or, again, take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listen to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugars, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they've reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is the live Saturday edition. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
1-855-450-3733. We continue with your calls in a moment.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com has some of the best rates you're going to be able to find on the internet. I've got a couple of friends who are really avid outdoors people. I've certainly bought some things from ManVentureOutpost.com, but they know their stuff when it comes to prices and that kind of thing. They were stunned by the rates on the name brand items over there, whether it's knives or ammunition. Everybody's looking for ammunition these days. Scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, everything the outdoors enthusiast might need. They've got it over at ManVentureOutpost.com. They will ship it to you fast, and you will get some of the best rates you're going to be able to find on the Internet. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. That's so important when you're talking about shopping online. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Now, 5% off at ManVenture Outpost, because they have such small margin, is a huge amount. They'll take care of shipping at the very least. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right. So the toll-free number here again, 855-453 to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Mark, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and another Mark. Mark in Indy. Mark in Indy going once. Mark in Indy going twice.
Hi, can you hear me?
There you are, Mark. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
So what I wanted to talk about was real politic. And, you know, I self-identify as a libertarian, mm-hmm. but I don't support Ron Paul. And the reason is because of his foreign policy. And it kind of brings up a broader topic for me.
Well, hold on. Now, how would you define libertarian?
I believe in a minimalist government. I believe basically people should have the right to live their lives unencumbered to the extent that they're not harming others.
So what part of his foreign policy, with which part do you disagree?
I think I disagree with his foreign policy, and specifically, it seems to abandon, I mean, just to define our terms, so you're familiar with realpolitik, with Clausewitz, with a nation state pursuing its objectives by, you know, the full means of its economic, diplomatic, and military power. Are you familiar?
I don't believe in concepts like nation states, so we're not even on the same page there. I think
right.
That's
okay.
Fantasy.
So maybe that's my problem.
When you say that a nation state uses its full economic and military power against something, to me that doesn't sound libertarian.
Right.
Because what a nation state claims for itself is your labor. And if it claims your labor, it essentially claims your body. If it claims your body, it claims you as a slave. So that, to me, is a highly unlibertarian principle.
We live in a world of nation states, and I don't want to be a utopian. That's kind of where I'm coming from, is living in the United States, which is one of a collection of nation states, each
so
of which...
Which other nation does the things the United States does?
Say that again?
Which other nation out there, there's 200 and something of them, does the same things that the United States does as far as this adventurous foreign policy requiring its taxpayers to basically pay to keep the seas, the open sea lanes open for the rest of the world? Our taxpayers pay for the policemen of the world, essentially.
Every nation state pursues its objectives and agenda to the extent that it is capable. And since the U.S. has a greater capability, arguably, you know, that's what they do. I'm not defending every action that the U.S. takes.
As a self-proclaimed libertarian, what do you feel like the objectives of the so-called nation state should be?
I think they should, to a degree, be to further the security of its citizens.
Well, certainly, I can make the argument that that they're creating less security by going over there and creating more terrorists every single day. I'm sure you've heard that, right?
Right. That's a discussion that has merit. But I guess what I'm saying is there are instances where, I mean, I'll pull one out of a hat, you know, say Saddam Hussein's invasion of Kuwait.
I think
not
that's a pretty
our
good one.
Neighborhood, but for example, if you allow a dictator to have control of 40% of the world's oil reserves, it could impact economically and otherwise.
So you don't really agree with leaving people alone, then? I mean, you said on one hand that as a libertarian, self-described, that you believe that people should be left alone for the most part, unless they're, you know, hurting people. But that you don't really believe people should be left alone. You do believe in meddling in other people's business around the world.
That's what I'm saying. I do believe in real politic, and I guess just to kind of turn it around.
I wouldn't call you a libertarian.
I'm not willing to go out on this. When you're talking about the situation of the first Gulf War, I kind of understand why. I mean, you know, if you're talking about a libertarian war, that might be one.
Hussein had permission to invade Kuwait.
That's a belief that you have at this point.
The U.S. government told him he could go and do that.
But before we get into the he said, she said, I guess my point is, to me, there are examples where a nation state can and should, you know, protect its interests abroad.
It's the just war theory.
I guess that's really my question. Do you believe as libertarians that we shouldn't? We should withdraw to our borders and take.
First of all, I'm not a libertarian. I used to use that term until people like you came along and started using that term. So I believe in true liberty, which means that human beings should be able to live their lives how they want, as long as they don't harm anyone else. So therefore, I don't believe in the idea of a nation state in the first place, because it's just an idea. It's just a concept. It doesn't actually exist. They're only human beings. They're only individuals.
Well, that's where
and
you're
the idea
wrong.
Of nation states keeps people separated.
It doesn't actually exist.
It keeps people
it
separated.
Exists, and it's the predominant political structure of
our only exists in, it only exists in your mind.
Well, it exists in everybody's mind.
Not mine.
And the same idea. Well, I mean, you live in a world.
Honestly, you sound a lot like a kid who's covering his ears and saying la la la.
I see human
beings.
To live
in the real world. The nation state is
just because everybody in the world is under the delusion that there are these things called nation states because somebody drew some lines on a map and said this is Iraq and this is Great Britain, and you know, it's all of these ideas are designed to divide people and to bring and to keep people.
Isn't it funny that I don't need to use a disparaging tone with you just to have a discussion with you, and you feel the need to do that to me?
So you're owning him on this one. He absolutely is getting shrill now, but I would like to point out that this theory.
I'll let the listeners decide who sounds shrill. I have not raised my voice.
You believe in silly things like nation states. I mean, it's hard to talk to somebody who's living under delusions.
Like
I have not called you delusional. I have not talked over you. I have not interrupted you. I haven't questioned your sanity. I mean,
actually, you have interrupted me, but that's fine. It's part of the way things go on talk radio.
So I think a mass delusion.
Thing is I'm looking. I mean, I don't view you as an adversary. I guess what I'm saying is this is a problem that I struggle with as a self. I guess I don't meet your definition, but I think of myself as a supporter of individual liberty. But
you don't. You're not a supporter because it's, let me ask you a question to clarify whether or not you're a supporter.
Here's a simple question
to clarify whether you actually support individual liberty. Should I have the liberty in your ideal world to opt out of your little programs?
Little programs, it's disparaging again. Okay. Why do you have to do that?
Big programs.
Simple question. Should I have the ability to opt out?
It is simple in a sense, but what little program, or can you be more specific?
Any of them. Should I have the ability to opt out? That's what I thought. 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves.
You don't believe in
individual liberty unless you want people to have the freedom to say no. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live. Until then, you're just a little petty dictator.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever you want. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. There are a number of them. And they include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your
phone
calls.
You don't even want to discuss the guy that we had on last there?
What do you want to say?
I think that you got dogmatic. I think that you ruined an opportunity to discuss with somebody who, you know, shares your principles largely about real life and how we can apply, you know, the libertarian ideals inside of real life.
That guy didn't share my principles, so I think it was made pretty clear.
Okay.
He wants to tell people how they should live. He wants to tell people, you know, if I want to opt out, he doesn't want to let me opt out.
He seemed to be, you know, pretty much on board with having a small government, at least in a domestic policy.
Whoopie-doo. Every Republican says they're for small government, and then they go and they make the government bigger.
Republicans
that don't want to sound like Republicans have decided to call themselves libertarians.
Sure, they absolutely have. And being pious and yelling at them doesn't fix that.
You might be right about that, Mark, but I got pretty frustrated by the fact that this guy's calling himself a libertarian. Somebody who used to appreciate that term, it used to mean something to me. Being a libertarian used to mean, for those that don't know, it used to mean that you thought that human beings should be free to live their lives how they want. That you don't believe in aggressive force.
In the time of Murray Rothbard, there was the Radical Caucus within the Libertarian Party. There had always been moderates within the Libertarian Party. So the Libertarian never really really meant what you're saying.
The libertarian movement was always larger than the Libertarian Party, Mark. That's just one wing of the libertarian movement.
You were one of these people at the same time.
Go talk to the founders of the Libertarian Party, and you ask them how they feel about the party today. Go ahead.
Different people are going to have different ideas.
What do you think they'll tell you, the founders of the party? What do you think?
I don't even know who all the founders are, and I know that one of them went off and became a Republican.
Who's that?
I can't remember his name.
Okay, then you don't know it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. James is listening in Mobile, Alabama to WABH. Hello, James.
Hello, how are you, gentlemen?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, as an independent with libertarian leanings, I can't say I'm a libertarian completely. Because
for God's sakes, don't say that to him.
but my question to you is, now I'm forced into a situation where I have to either vote for Mitt Romney, the corporate raider, whom I believe will steal from the middle class to give to the rich, or I have to vote for Barack Obama, who I know will steal from the middle class and give to the poor.
And the rich.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's got his select group of corporate raiders, too. So tell me what to do.
I would never tell you what to do, but you don't have to vote for either of those people.
I'd rather vote for Ron Paul, but...
Well, you may or may not get your opportunity. There'll certainly be a more pro-liberty candidate out there, whether it's Ron Paul or Gary Johnson coming from the Libertarians. I don't know.
I hope it's Gary Johnson. My son believes it will be, but I hope so.
I hope not. He's not a Libertarian at all.
He certainly is. much more than the other options out there, just because he doesn't agree with you on Gitmo. See, this is the problem with being extraordinarily rigid. Nothing ever pleases one. But
yeah, how dare anyone have a principle? Yeah, whoa.
Or enforce it to the point that they can get nothing done. But what you need to do is you need to relax. When it comes to voting for president, your vote doesn't really count much anyway.
I live in
New Hampshire. We had 4 stinking electoral votes during the presidential election in 2008. I believe it was a 40,000 margin between the victor and the loser in McCain and Obama in New Hampshire. So if I would have, my whole family, if everybody I knew voted the way I wanted them to vote, and we were to change our votes, it wouldn't matter. Because the margin was 40,000. So Obama still would have won New Hampshire, and in your state, likely the situation is the same.
May I also say this?
Yeah, sure.
I live in a state where people vote for the incumbent. They're like sheep.
Yeah.
And we have Republican congressman that voted for TARP and voted for the stimulus package, and he's a big spendthrift. And nobody chose to oust him, like they did in other states. So I don't know what to think about my own state.
This is something that everybody's dealing with. Incumbents tend to get elected, reelected, like more than 90-something percent of the time. I don't know what the percentage is, but it begins with a 9, and it's 2 digits. And, it's sad. This is the reason that we came up with the idea of the Free State Project, and it's a project that Ian and I moved for 6 years ago.
Didn't come up with the idea. Jason Sorens did.
Well, we being people who believe in the ideas of liberty. Jason Sorens is the founder, certainly, and a lot of people got behind it, but, he hasn't even picked up and moved yet. So,
we are promoting a good idea.
A lot of people can get involved in this. So, the idea is to move as many liberty-loving individuals to one state in order to actually have an effect, rather than kind of, bemoaning and complaining, which is what basically people who believe in the ideas of liberty have been relegated to.
Easier to complain than actually do something. Hey, James, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Before we go on, Mark, I wish you would stop this nonsense of calling Gary Johnson a libertarian. I mean, even Gary Johnson won't call himself a libertarian. According to
the Libertarian nomination,
he is, but that's just because he's a politician and he wants attention. Washington Times, and I think he's a very nice man. I mean, I've had the chance to meet him. He sat here in this studio.
Like
he's certainly right on a number of issues, like the war on drugs, for instance. Unfortunately, as the Daily Caller did an interview with him, and Washington
Times. When was
Times,
that?
recently. Washington, this article is from April 12th.
Okay.
Washington Times reporting on this. Johnson proposes in this article by the Daily Caller to cut the military budget by 43%. However, when pressed on one hypothetical military intervention after another, Johnson refuses to rule any of them out. He'd consider military intervention for humanitarian reasons. He believes the United States should maintain a military presence in the Middle East. He would continue drone attacks in Pakistan. By the end of the interview, libertarians were likely waiting for Johnson to rip off a masked Scooby-Doo villain style, revealing he was really Dick Cheney in disguise. Gary Johnson did a lot of things as governor of New Mexico that libertarians like, most notably his impressive record of vetoes.
More vetoes than any governor in the history of the United States, from what we can tell.
He's also taken a lot of positions during the election cycle that libertarians agree with. However, he's actually told us from the beginning that he's not a libertarian, whether libertarians wanted to hear it or not. From the moment that he announced his run for president as a Republican, Gary Johnson has stated that he believes that all government policies should be formulated using a cost-benefit
analysis. Sure.
What are we spending our money on, he says, and what are we getting in return? Libertarians would likely question him on just who we is and how it became our money, but I digress. Of course, he's absolutely right. While that might be a lot better than what Washington is doing now, all cost and no discernible benefit, it is not how libertarians make policy decisions. And he goes on to talk about that.
It's a personal writing an article, and there will be plenty of people.
It's Tom Mullen. I think we actually met him.
Yeah,
one time.
He did. And I know that Tom. I know how Tom feels about Gary Johnson. I get it. However, I mean, the fact is, when you compare, I'm a big tit libertarian. Absolutely, I believe that people who believe in smaller, less intrusive government on some issues, but not on others, certainly fit under the category of libertarian. If they're in the top quadrant of the Nolan chart,
you don't understand the point of the Libertarian Party. It was originally founded to be an educational organization,
by
not
some
political organization. Go ahead and do the research, Mark.
Some people felt that way. Other people felt differently. You speak as though you knew the mind of every person who was involved, and it's absolutely ludicrous. You sound like a dogmatic iconoclast.
I am an iconoclast,
and
absolutely
a dogmatic one who will not listen to reason.
There is no reason that can convince me to aggress against my peaceful neighbor, Mark.
I have sympathy for what you're talking about. I'm not saying that I don't. However, when you have the option between Mitt Romney, Gary Johnson, and Barack Obama, the person who believes in
Gary Johnson's a better choice of those three options, but I don't want to choose Gary Johnson if there are real liberty-minded candidates who could get that nomination. And inevitably, there will be people running against Gary Johnson at the Libertarian Party's national convention, and they are the ones who support liberty in every issue.
How
every
many
time
of them has been elected to
those
a,
are the
to,
ones
to an executive position?
Mark,
how many
get
of them
real.
Have
Gary,
vetoed
Gary
anything?
Johnson isn't going to win the election as a Libertarian. No Libertarian Party candidate can win an election.
He's
it doesn't
a better
happen
chance this
like
year
that
than any other.
You are living in a fantasy if you believe the Libertarian Party has a chance to win an election. The point of being a Libertarian Party candidate is to spread a principled message of liberty, and Gary Johnson can't do that. He doesn't have principles.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough. An easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Even in these remaining moments, you might be able to sneak your call in at 855-453. But if you don't get in tonight, no worries. We do it 7 nights a week. And you can join Mark for the live Sunday edition of the program. Same time, same place.
That's right.
Unless it's not on in the same place, there's a chance that your local talk radio station doesn't carry the Sunday edition of the show, if that's the case. Or maybe they don't carry the weeknight edition. We do it 7 nights a week. So if you're not getting every single night, all 3 hours a night of Free Talk Live in your local talk radio station, give them a call and tell them, first of all, thanks for carrying some Free Talk Live if they do, and ask them real nicely, the program director, ask him or her real nicely to add more Free Talk Live. If you don't get any Free Talk Live on your local talk radio waves, then call your local talk station and ask nice to have some Free Talk Live, because some is better than none, and all 7 nights is better than one, or 6, or whatever. Again, freetalklive.com is where you can learn more about us.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You know, a lot of people out west probably want to go to the Liberty Forum or Pork Fest, and they just can't make it all the way over here to New Hampshire. Hey, there's a conference going on with seasteading right there in San Francisco. You can meet your fellow forward thinkers, investors, entrepreneurs, engineers, ocean law experts, maritime professionals, and find out where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector.
When's this happening?
This is happening from May the 31st to June the 2nd at La Meridian Hotel. There are jobs to be had there. It's like I said, in San Francisco. There's discounted registration prior to May the 1st, so we're getting really, 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 really close to the deadline. There's special rates for students and the press, of course. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. seasteading.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to Linda, listening in South Carolina, Charleston's WSCFM. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Ian. Hi,
hey,
Mark.
Hey, Linda.
I love you both, and I mean that.
I believe you.
I'm very proud of you. because the way you handle talking to people like that one fella, and I know there's a lot of emotion from hearing this jerk person speak. I'm trying to be nice. And the fact that you gave him a chance to speak his mind just makes me even more proud of you both. But
well,
we
I agree with Mark. I did get pretty shrill with the guy.
I was proud of you, but you know, you spoke my heart because I never put a label on myself. I just knew, and I'm old enough to be your grandmother, but I knew when I was a child that things weren't right. I felt no choices, herded like cattle. I just had an odd way of thinking compared to my peers and family. And so when I began listening to you two, I had a great deal of pride, and I became wiser and thought, wow, that's who I am. And when that fella got on and tried to take a stand that he stood with us and would say, no, we couldn't opt out, which he wouldn't admit that, by the way. He wanted to, but he realized what an idiotic way he was. But I want you two to realize something. I pray what you're working for happens 100%. We're being controlled on, there's meters on our house now that controls our electric and controls, they don't even have to come into your home. And there's just too much control. And
you're talking about the new smart meters, as they're called?
What, baby?
You're talking about the new smart meters when you're talking about the
yes,
meters?
Yes, baby, yes. but I wanted to ask you kids, couldn't we just write Ron Paul in?
Because certainly you could.
I listen to talk
and it would
radio.
Count just as much as any other vote you'll cast.
I mean, you're the only two. I don't hear anybody talk about him anymore.
I know, it's sad. The mainstream media would like to pretend he doesn't
exist. I hope
exist.
We get a surprise at the convention in August in Tampa. I really, really do. But
if it doesn't happen...
I never give up hope. Never.
Well, you might as well... Yeah, I mean, it's important to hold on to hope. But if it...
I don't think you two will either, because you also don't sit back on your laurels.
Well, right, I don't put my hopes on a politician. I mean,
I don't have laurels.
Right, that's not where
I don't know what they are. But I wanted to say it's tough to be a parent. And Mark, I'm directing this to you because all of a sudden you're faced with doing things with a child that you have to make sure you remember to give them choices.
Right.
And never forget to let all people know that they have a right. And the ignorance in our society breaks my heart. But listening to you kids, I'm getting smarter every time I get to hear you. And I have called my radio show because I only get you on Saturdays.
Well, Linda, I appreciate all the effort, and thank you for the kind words. Thanks for the call tonight.
For the way you handle some of the callers. But you also have to shake it off because I don't think you and Mark would have gone over Gary that passionately. Yes, you would have. Never mind.
Thanks, Linda, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
I think it's legitimate to act frustrated when you're frustrated.
We'll go to James in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. James.
Hey, guys. Did I call it a good time? It sounds like you guys were having a loveless quarrel.
It's always a good time, James.
We do that for a living, James.
I know. I got to agree with Ian and the fact that him, he was, I've got to come to his defense, Mark, I'm sorry.
Go right ahead.
The fact that he got a little bit angry about the guy because the guy was lying. And I agree with Ian that the Libertarian Party was actually set up as an educational thing to, you know, bring about and explain to people about the non-aggression principle. That was his fundamental.
That was a reason, but they hoped to bring about a third party that would have... I mean, there are different people that started the party.
It's an oxymoron. Come on, think about it.
Look, I'm not saying it was a good idea. It was their idea.
You cannot have a party that says, we stand for the non-aggression principle. It's wrong to initiate force and violence against anybody when that is what government is. Government is nothing but force.
Sure,
it makes people
James,
do things
absolutely.
What they want to do. It stops people from doing things they do want to do. Those demands are always back to...
Is this James Cox, by the way,
it
from
is James
Tampa?
Fox, yes.
Hey, James. Look, Mark, now you've heard it from two people who've been involved in the Libertarian Party that the original purpose behind the party was to have an educational organization in the elections
Why
process.
In the world would there be a radical caucus if there wasn't a non-radical caucus?
How many more people need to tell you about this, Mark? Have you ever been a member of the Libertarian Party?
Yeah, I signed up when it was free at one point.
Yeah? Okay, well, I was a life member of the party, and I have a feeling I was a little bit more involved in its internal goings-on than you were.
I know you were, but that doesn't mean that you know the history of the party. I mean, you
really?
Can look it right up online.
It doesn't mean that?
It doesn't mean that, no.
Well, apparently you're saying that James Cox and I, who have far more time put into this organization, don't know what we're talking about.
I believe you have beliefs that you hold very strongly.
You're wrong. You're wrong, my friend. And, you know, for him to say that, you know, he's a libertarian and that it's right to go and kick in somebody's door, no matter whether it's here on this land that people call America or whether it's in some, you know, far-off country in the Middle East, kick in somebody's door, wave a gun in somebody's face, and tell them to get them on the ground while they rifle through their stuff. I mean, that's just a violation. It doesn't matter what it is, you know?
Thank you, James, for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, James. Thank you, sir. Let's talk to Eric listening in Maryland to WEEO. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
You're on the air. Go ahead,
sir. I'm calling in about the flea market thing. I just, to me, it's always been kind of common sense when you go to those flea markets and you see that kind of stuff, you know it's going to be a rip-off thing, and I think it's treating to a different market, so I don't see how they're going to cut into the big corporation's profits.
Right. You're talking about, by the way, just for those that are just tuning in here, Eric, you're probably listening to the show on delay, but we were talking at the beginning of the show about how the federal government raided a Petasco flea market in Baltimore, Maryland with a huge raid. As one lady called in toward the end of the hour, she was there when it happened, shutting down all of the exits, multiple agents all over the place, Greyhound buses loading them up with products and taking them away. I appreciate you sharing that, Eric, and thank you for the call tonight. 855-453. Enough time for Brooke listening in Michigan. Let's put Brooke right on the air.
Knockoff
here.
Items.
Brooke, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. I was just calling about the knockoff items, and I agree with what Under Armour's saying. In this case, we're talking about people using another person's logo to make profit off it, and I just don't think that's right in the United States. That you can make a profit off of somebody else that has created a logo and a brand, and they're using that logo to make money off of that.
I think trademark is the most legitimate form of intellectual property out there because it can confuse some people. But I would ask you this. As a taxpayer, is it my responsibility to police for Under Armour, to pay for the policing of Under Armour? Is the federal government putting up a 2.5-year sting operation on a frickin' flea market the best use of our taxpaying money?
I think to a certain extent they're enforcing the law, which we require governments to do.
But
now,
they won't go looking for your car if it's stolen.
Brooke, I wish we had more time, man. We are out of it for tonight. Call back tomorrow night. I'd be happy to talk to you more at the top of the show tomorrow at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
JaxDice.com.
Where if you could buy, sell, or make a deal?
JaxDice.com.
Turn into the House of Bob.
JaxDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JaxDice is
in every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.